Who's he? He whispered to Carrot.
Prince Caliph. He's the deputy ambassador.
Another prince? The man came to a halt in front of the table, glanced at Vimes with no show of recognition, and bowed to Lord Rust.
Prince Caliph, said Lord Rust. Your arrival is unannounced, but nevertheless...
I have grave news, my lord.
Even in his stunned state, a part of Vimes registered that the voice was different. Kufura had learned his second language on the street, but this one had had tutors.
At a time like this, what news isn't? Said Rust.
There have been developments on the new land, regrettable incidents, and indeed in Ankh-Morpork too.
He glanced at Vimes again.
Although here, I must say, reports are confused. Lord Rust, I have to tell you, we are technically at war.
Technically at war? Said Vimes.
I'm afraid events are carrying us forward, said Caliph. The situation is delicate.
They know they're going to fight, Vimes thought. This is just like the sort of a dance where you hang around looking at your partner.
I must tell you that you are being given 12 hours to remove all your citizens from Leshp, said Caliph. If that is done, matters will be happily resolved for the present.
Our response is that you have 12 hours to quit Leshp, said Rust. If that is not done, then we will take steps.
Caliph bowed slightly.
We understand one another. A formal document will be with you shortly, and no doubt we will be receiving one from you.
Indeed.
Here, hang on, you can't just...
Vimes began.
Sir Samuel, you are no longer commander of the watch, and you have no place at these proceedings, said Rust sharply.
He turned back to the prince.
It is unfortunate that things have come to this, he said stiffly.
Indeed, but there comes a time when words are no longer sufficient.
I must agree with you, and then it is time to test one's strength.
Vimes stared in fascinated horror from one face to the other.
We will, of course, allow you time to quit your embassy, such of it as remains.
So kind, and of course we will extend to you the same courtesy.
Caliph bowed slightly. So did Rust.
After all, just because our countries are at war is no reason why we should not respect one another as friends,
said Lord Rust.
What? Yes, it bloody well is, said Vimes. I can't believe this. You can't just stand there. Good grief, what happened to diplomacy?
War, Vimes, is a continuation of diplomacy by other means, said Lord Rust. As you would know if you were really a gentleman.
And you Clatchians are as bad, Vimes went on. It's that green mouldy mutton Jenkins sells. You've all got foaming sheep disease. You can't just stand there and...
Sir Samuel, you are, as you are at pains to point out, a civilian, said Rust. As such, you have no place here.
Vimes didn't bother with a salute, but just turned away and walked out of the room. The rest of the squad followed him in silence back to Pseudopolis Yard.